Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage, where every week we ask a different question. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about the recovery, especially with regard to the housing situation. And, Jim, one of the things that this scenario with the foreclosures is what I'm trying to get at.
Yes.
One of the things that the foreclosure situation reminds me of is what happened to Japan in the 90s. You know, they had banks that were loaning money to companies that shouldn't have been getting money to start with, and to keep them from failing, they were loaning them more money into a bad scenario, a bad business model. And the government was helping prop that up. And it finally just collapsed, and they literally lost the 90s. They've lost basically the last – they've lost two decades because they wouldn't let people fail.
Well, it's two decades and counting.
And well said. Good
and
point.
Counting.
And
they've
so
never recovered.
So this is we need to use that the Japan situation as a cautionary tale for businesses and for homeowners, don't we?
It would be well to look at this, and there are many people just say, I said, you know, that there remains this incredible drag on the economy, and I should say, you know, that it's a situation. We're not saying here, well, you know, this is preventing us from seeing 20% growth. No. It's a situation that keeps our economy very fragile and makes it possible that something could send us way back into recession, and it could be even worse than the last one. So,
well, the thing we have to remember, Jim, is that most significant downturns were not created by economic problems. They were created by policy mistakes.
Well, the
Great Recession was as deep as it was because of policy mistakes, not because of the economy.
And policy mistakes over many years.
Right.
That kept adding. Again, any one of them, no, the economy's too strong.
Right.
But in aggregate, over many years, it added up.
In the Great Depression, it was tax hikes by Hoover. It was protectionism, the Smoot-Hawley tariff, exactly, the Smoot-Hawley tariff, protectionism. Those are other policies, other things that Roosevelt did. My mother would you know, disown me if she heard me say that, but he created some of those problems that exacerbated everything, and it's just you've got to let the marketplace, you've got to let the economy do what it does, which is to let the economy pick the winners and losers.
Well,
let the marketplace pick the winners and losers. Government picks the winners and losers. They can't do it. They don't do it. They don't know how to do it.
They don't do very well.
Yeah.
and the thing here is, again, that we could see a situation where the current situation drags on for years and years, and we have unemployment nearly 10%.
Yeah.
And I said an economy overall that's growing at 1-2%. That's we've seen in Japan.
That's tepid. And Jim, one of the things I want to point out here is you guys reported that there may be as many as 4 million homes that are in danger of foreclosure. Is that right? Am I reading that right?
Well, I have to say that they're talking. We were actually looking here at sort of excess homes.
Oh, okay.
That it's supply.
Oh yeah,
supply of homes.
But there may be more than that foreclosures. But Jim, Florida. I've been told that Florida has 10 years of inventory.
They do
housing inventory. 10 years.
Right. And as long as that remains, you know, as such a large number, that depresses prices. And ultimately, you know, we're talking here that this affects consumers. consumer, quote-unquote, wealth, but it affects consumer spending. It restrains consumer spending.
Well, and Jim, think about the associated industries. The title companies, the survey companies, the home improvement companies, the people who are fixing up houses to sell, people who are fixing up houses they just bought. This ripples through the economy like crazy.
No other industry
ripples through the economy like housing.
In fact, it also affects, no question, if the housing market is sick, so is the U.S. auto market.
Yeah.
It's been shown time and again that
the
housing...
connection.
There is absolute connection, housing down, autos down, and each of those and others have made their major sectors. They ripple throughout the economy, and that's what housing is key. And unless it's fixed, we have nothing to look forward to but more very slow growth
and
unemployment.
And when politicians try to prevent something from failing because of political reasons, all they're doing, in my opinion, is basically doing things that will predict that the recovery will take longer. Jim, let's move over and talk about crude oil. I know that you talked about that you've reported on this this week, and Iraq's a big story right now. And talk to us just for a second about that, and we'll come back.
Iraq's oil complex is finally on its feet again, having been actually pretty much decimated by Saddam Hussein. And it is moving up to produce about 5 million barrels a day, which would make it just about number two after Saudi Arabia. The thing that is so key, it's an OPEC member, but it's not really. And it has the capacity to perhaps double production in the next 10 years. The point here is that this
Hold that thought, Jim. We're going to have to come back and get you to finish that after these messages. It's 10 till. Right back with Jim Ostroff after these messages. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.